Chapter 5. The Ways of the North. The sled team continued its journey north from Daia Beach in southern Alaska to the town of Dawson in the north. Ships brought the mail and supplies to Skagway, and from Skagway, everything was carried on sleds to the gold fields near Dawson. It was hard work as they ran across glaciers, through deep snow, and along frozen rivers. Francois and Perrault knew that they had to do as many trips as possible during the winter months, when the snow is very firm and the ice on the rivers is thick and strong. In spring, the weather changes and becomes warm. The snow becomes soft, and the ice on the rivers is thin and dangerous. So it was important for the team to move as quickly as possible before spring arrived. Some days they traveled more than 70 kilometers over the snow and ice. This was when the snow wasn't new, and there was a trail for them to walk on. However, much of the time they had to make their own trail. This was much more difficult, and they moved more slowly. To help the dogs, Perrault walked in front wearing special snowshoes. He pushed his feet hard on the snow to make a trail so that the sled could move more easily. Day after day, Buck and the other dogs pulled the heavy sled. It was hard work. When they left camp in the mornings, it was still dark, and when they finally stopped and made a new camp at the end of each day, it was dark again. The dogs were given some fish to eat and went to sleep immediately. Every night, Buck made his hole in the snow and slept well. He was always very tired after the hard day's work, and he didn't want to get up when the men woke him early in the morning. He wanted to continue sleeping in his nice warm hole. But he knew that he had to obey, and he let the men put him into his harness for another day's work. At first, he was extremely hungry, because he was bigger than the other dogs, and so he needed more food. Also, he ate slowly, and the other dogs often took some of his fish before he could finish eating it. However, he soon learned to eat more quickly, and even began to take food from the other dogs whenever he could. As the days passed, Buck learned many rules of basic survival. He learned to look and listen all the time to make sure that the other dogs didn't take his food. After that, he started to take food from the men when they weren't looking, and then hide when they punished another dog. His body became stronger with the hard exercise, and he learned to fight like the other dogs. When he wanted to drink from a water hole, and it was covered with ice, he learned to break the ice with his front legs. And when there was ice between his toes, he discovered that he could get it out with his teeth. But most important of all, Buck learned to smell the wind. In the evenings, he could guess the direction the wind was going to blow that night. Then he made his sleeping hole on the opposite side to the wind, next to a tree or rock. The tree or rock protected him from the cold wind during the night, and so he was always warm and slept well. As time passed, Buck slowly changed from a domestic dog to a clever animal of the wild.